Всякий мишник перестали, щоб не цей коїлиме. Пошлися дворам вийдом прийме. Але той рок, але вийдом, як міра спасати. Зрі йшло коди шест, і сойро не смиш. Майся, де тарьяк митцес, ребі єдесті мукаїм тарьяк митцес. As yet, we find in this Mishnah that is Mazunder Dagesh on three Miyuchadika mitzvahs. Liman HaTayra, Avoida is Avoida Sakarbonas. Rebbein Yehudah says, Mishvan HaZev, Avoida means Tefillah. Zemar Brachas says that Tefillah is Oymed B'makam Karbonas. Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, every day we daven three times a day. As that's the amud of Avoida. And the third amud is Gemilas Chasodim. As Zot the Shlo HaKadosh, Reb Shimon, is coming to Avtaj. In every day of our life, we have to have three focuses. Three nakudas that we focus on, that we should make sure every day of our life we're oisek in. And that is Limud HaTorah, that's Torah, Avoida HaTfilah, and Chesed. He even splits it up a little bit more. Chesed is being Adam L'Chaveroi, Avoida is being Adam L'Mokom. As a person every day has to have these three angles in his day. Because if the Olam is Aymed on it, it means the Olam Ba'ifin Klali, every person's world also. He needs these three things to keep the world going. As every day a person should be Matvid to make sure he does a Chesed. As I mean every day to do a Chesed, how could I do a Chesed every day? As it's so easy with a little bit of thought, you say a nice word to someone. Sometimes you can even say a good morning. Sometimes you could even say a compliment. Sometimes you could even help someone. In your room, in yeshiva. Kol echad kifi mashehu. But the focusing every day to do a chesed. It's a very important limud. Why? Because a person by nature, his teva is he thinks only about himself. That's one of the big problems people have when it comes to marriages, when it comes to all relationships. When a person is marveling himself to think about someone else, it changes his whole mahus. As chesed is a way of opening yourself up to start thinking and caring and doing for other people. Because that's the shayrish of being Adam L'Chaveroi. Avoida is to start thinking about Hashem. There's a big problem when a lot of people come to davening. They don't feel anything. They don't connect to davening. Why? Because they're not thinking, they're talking to Hashem. When they're in the middle of davening, they're thinking, what am I eating for breakfast? What am I eating for supper? Where am I going to Shabbos? What am I going to do with my friend? My mother just said this to me. My friend just said this to me. They push it. They can't leave. Avoida, meaning our three times tefillah a day, is at times when we mamish are supposed to stop and we start to think about Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem, I'm talking to Hashem, Rekelu, Melech, Oilam. Start living Hashem, being Hashem, thinking about Hashem, and Nochaknech, being Oivet Hashem. It changes the mahus of a person. It lifts him up from that I, and it connects him to Hashem. Because that's chesed and avoida. Those are two pinnacle points that we all have in our day avoida, three times a day. We're trying to do it more meaningful. And chesed to include it in our day. And number three is Torah. Limud HaTorah. Yeah. Are people that say, learning is not for me. I just don't enjoy it. It's hard for me to do. I'm not tief. I don't have a tief ahead. Every yid is very important. Whatever you're going to do has to understand, Limud HaTorah is for every yid. In every in every, wherever you head in life, whether you're going to be an Avrich and Kailo, whether you're going to be working, Limud HaTorah is in every day of your life. For Yeshiva Bachurim, the more important angle is, Limud HaTorah is on Yom Shishi and on Yom Shabbos too. Weekends is from work. From Limud HaTorah, we never take weekends. Limud HaTorah is every day of your life. There's never an exception. Because if we understand what Limud HaTorah is, we never want to make an exception. Something you just want to do every day. There's no one who Limud HaTorah is not for them. What is people, gets people to feel that way? Well, I see some people, they could learn, like they sign up on the 12-hour a day, and I look at that sign and I say, well, I'm not made for learning because I can't do that. Or you see some people that are learning 15 hours a day, 16 hours a day, and I can't do that. So we didn't say 16 hours of learning is for everyone. We didn't say 12 hours of learning is for everyone. But Limud HaTorah to a certain level is for everyone, on every chelik of the day, in every day of life, in every place where life brings you. There is not a yid that can't learn Torah. The comment, Limud HaTorah is not for me, is a comment that shows the person is missing Aleph Beis in Yadis. He doesn't understand Yiddish. Limud HaTorah is what keeps the world going, his world and the world in general. You need Limud HaTorah b'kol chelkei achayim. Now, a lot of people feel like, I'm in yeshiva, so that's real learning. When I'm a Baal HaBas, that's like, oh, it's not real learning. I'm not learning the whole day, I'm not learning with the Tifkat, I'm not learning with Chaims and Rav Bears. It's not. So what did they do? They started Daf Yomi, they had Rav Chaim and Rav Bears, which is good. Aber Shetei Delecha, Rav Chaim, all the Tifkat is Gevaldik. Aber Limud HaTorah is Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Chumash, Rashi, Mishneh Berurah. Every yid has to be connected to Limud HaTorah. Even the yeshiva bachur that's learning Reb Chaim's and Brisker Rubs, he has to learn Mishnah. He has to learn Halacha. He has to be connected to Limud HaTorah. If he's not connected to Chelkei HaTorah Kirai, he's missing in his Aleph Beis. He has to learn Chumash. You have yeshiva bachur. Chumash is not for me. It's not deep enough. It's not tefa enough. Yeah. I'm a tefa guy. I handle only Gemaras, Rishonim, and Achronim. Chumash, it's not tefa. Oh. Yeah, I like a nice word on the parasha that I can handle. But to read Chumash Rashi, come on. I'm already out of elementary school. We're past it. And Persian people don't have a connection to Chalokim of Torah called Tanakh, Mishnah. It's a Chaval, these are Chalokim of Torah that are Aleph Beis. Every Yid needs Torah. Every Yid needs Mishnah. Every Yid needs Halacha. So why doesn't the Yeshiva make Halacha sacred? Why does the Yeshiva make a Shnayim Mikavech a Targum? Even if it's a good question, but the Terence is not because don't learn it. That's definitely not the Terence. Yeah. One bochur went over to the Mashkiach of Binyan and Winkel and he asked them, why don't they have Halacha Seder in Yeshiva? Why don't they have Chumash Rashi Seder? And I like what he answered him. He answered, because everyone does that anyway. You don't need a Seder in Yeshiva. That's what everyone's doing anyway. If you like the Torah, you'll find a different one. Limud HaTorah is something which is Aleph Beis. It's something you need in your life. You can't live the same without it. And there's certain Chalkei HaTorah which is Aleph Beis. You need to have it. You need to connect with it all the time. Very, very important. I, Yeshiva Bachurim, say they have no time in the day. Shtusim Avodah. They have plenty of time. There's plenty of time. You don't need a 5-hour Seder in Chumash. You don't need a 3-hour Seder in Chumash. You could have Shnai Mikavecha Targum. You could do 5-10 minutes a day. You could do it on a Shabbos, the whole Parsha. Halacha, you could learn 5-10 minutes a day. These are things that you could get basic ideas, Aleph Beis, and they're so important. As number one, the first nakuda of the Mishnah is to be machazik, to make sure we're living our days the way we should be. The Liman HaTayr is on the right there. The Avoida and the Chesed, the Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Every day, this is our goal in every day of our life. That's how the Shulah HaKadosh takes out of the Mishnah. That's one nakuda. Another nakuda is a very interesting yisoid in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon, there's a dikdok, like here's the Oil of Shaim, see if the Oil of it says Shimon at Tzadik. All the other Tanoim were in Tzadikim. Maybe they were grace of Tzadikim too. That's why Shimon is called Shimon at Tzadik. And this Shimon is not Shimon Bar Yochai, but they carried away with Lagboy. The Shimon is Shimon HaKohen Gadol. Why is he called Tzadik? There were other ones that were Gan Tzvayin Tzadikim too. And the Tan and the Mishnah called him in our Mishnah. Yesh Lom of its Sheikhis to what he's coming to teach us. Maybe this is the Yesod HaSikis. Yesh Lom. Bavinu Shvi. When was Shimon HaTzadik? As the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph says that in every Golus, Hashem was maimed a person in that Golus to save Klal Yisrael. As in Golus Yevonim, Hashem was maimed Shimon HaSadik, Matis Yo Vachash Menoyim. As Matis Yo, Yochanan Vachash Menoyim, they're very famous that they saved us from Yavon. Of Shimon HaTzadik saved us from Yavon. When you see Shimon HaTzadik saved us from Yavon. There's one story in the Gemara in Yuma where he met Alexander, which that's one pshat. Of a Mo'ed Yitachin in our Mishnah is called another Yisoid, how he saved us from Yavon. Yavon were the ones who brought Minas to the world. Minas is atheist. They don't believe in Jidesh D. Until Yavon, everyone believed in Jidesh D. The question just, who is Jidesh D? This one? Or is it an Avoy Dezara? Is it the sun? Is it the moon? Is it Hashem? Is it the Getchka? Is it the idol? Or is it Hashem? That was in the Nisyanis that were in the world. Yavon come and they became atheists. They were liberals. They were leftists. They were the ones that said, we do what we want. Hashem made us men, no problem. We could be women. Hashem made us a lady, we want to be a man. We'll be a man. Whatever we want, we could do. We live life, we don't have to listen to anyone. We do what we want. That's the Azus of Yohan. The Nimshal Kenema Azepana. What's the word? Because they said Hashem did not make the world. We don't believe in Hashem. You didn't make the world. It happened. We don't believe it was made. It happened. As we don't have to listen to Hashem. And why did they say it? The Ramban in Vayikra says something so powerful. They said, we don't see Hashem. We don't feel Hashem. We don't live with Hashem. You can't prove Hashem. As whatever we can't prove scientifically doesn't exist. They made science of Teva. Science they made. They did medicals, they did different things. Alpi Teva, whatever we see in Teva, whatever could be proven medically, proven scientifically, we believe it. Not Hashem. Whatever they don't can't prove, doesn't look like it, they don't believe it. Comes along Shimon HaTzadik, and he is the antithesis. He's the lehepach of Yavon in this mission. Comes along and he said, there's a world that's running. You ask Yavon, who runs the world? Trump! For sure. the president of America and the president of China. Those two are running the world. They make the decisions. They make the world go, for sure. What decides what's going on in the world? What's going on in the world? Comes along Shimon HaTzadik and says, I'm going to tell you a secret. There are three things that make the world tick and make the world go. Torah, Avodah, V'Gmilas Chasadim. When there's Torah, Avodah, and Gmilas Chasadim in the world is a better world. The world is a different world. When there's no Torah, there's no Avodah, and there's no Gmilas Chasadim, the world is in a terrible matzah. Now, you're going to look at me and say, prove it! I don't see that! What, if I come a little bit later to say that there's something that's going to change in the world? Well, Yeshiva Bacham will tell you, I don't feel that way. It really makes a difference if I come 10 minutes earlier, if I come a minute earlier, if I learn a little bit more, if I learn Chumash, it makes a difference in the world. As that's what Shimon HaTzadik is coming to knock into our heads. It's a big Yisrael. Yes! Your Limud HaTorah, your Chesed, your Tefillah is what makes the world go. Everyone else is just puppets. It's just playing the game. Of the one who's really running the show is your Torah, your Avodah, and your Gemilas Chasadim. And that's the Hepach of the meaning of the world. Zot the mission of this Parik Vav. Oy lahem lebriyos me'el boinoi shel Torah. Every oy that there is in the world is me'el boinoi shel Torah. Every tzara, every person that's crying, that has a machla, that has a tzar, that's getting killed, that's getting injured, is from what? El boinoi shel Torah. We're not learning Torah the way we should. If we would learn Torah the way we should, the world would be a different world. Every oy there is in the world, and every oy that's going to be in your world, is me'al boinoi shel Torah scha. B'chol yom yotzes baschol me'ha'chorif. Every day you need Torah. If you don't have Torah, oy lehem lebrius me'al boinoi shel Torah. Kabbalah said Torah is not just a nice mila. I think Torah is a nice thing. I do think Torah is a nice thing. I think it's beautiful. It's much more than that. It shapes and faces the whole world, what's going to be in this world, what's going on. Your avodah, your tefillahs make a difference. How many yeshuas were nifl are your day tefillah? And how many tzaris were nigra? Because we don't have it. Chesed, when we're good to each other, when we have good bein adam lechaveray, is poil chesed Hashem in the bria. And how when we don't do chesed to people, as every person really, he makes a big difference. His avodah makes a big difference. In the olam ba'ofen klali, and in his world, life and property. As that's what Shimon HaTzadik is coming to open our eyes, and more important, our heart. The biggest side in life. Your Torah, your Avodah, your Chesed makes a difference. When a Bacha comes home, and when a Bacha gets married, and he comes home to his wife, as all of a sudden he realizes that what he says really makes a difference. Like if he's going to come home from Seder and he's going to give his wife a dirty look and say, why is the house a mess? He's going to suffer for the rest of the night. Ooh, she's going to give it back to him. He learns. You get married, you know. If you don't behave, she's going to be grumpy, she's going to be upset at you, she's going to give it back to you. You ever try to start in with your mother? She puts you in your place. At certain times you realize your words make a difference. It's coming l'lamedcha, every word of yours makes a difference. It's just a mashal. Sh'teid l'cha, your words, your Torah, your avoida, your gmilas chasadim, shape your future, shape your world, what's going to be with you. As Reb Shimon is coming to make Yiddishkeit, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim alive. It's Kriveya. It's important. It affects everything about your future. If we don't live with it, we live in a world which is Kula Lehepach. We live in a world which is always telling us who's running the world? People who are in charge. If we're not going to think about it and connect to it, we're going to lose the chshivas of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And our learning Torah cannot look the way it should. Our tefillah cannot look the way it should. And the chesed cannot. Because that's the limud of Reb Shimon. Zod the Maral in the Chayim. It's late, so we'll finish. The three things are connected to Gimel Avos. Avram is connected Chesed. He was the Amud of Chesed. He always did Chesed. Eshel Avram. Yitzhak is connected Avodah. He was hooker as a carbon. He was mocking himself as a carbon. Yaakov is connected the Amud of Torah. Yaakov, the Medrash Tanhuma says, Lo Yayam Masmid Ki Yaakov Avinu. Is a smaller, even more than Chaim Kriyat. Yaakov Avinu was the master, the Lamed HaTorah. The Gimel Avos of Torah of Klal Yisrael are Avos M'chlal Deika told us. That's what we came from. We came from Chesed, Avodah, and Torah. The Avos put it all into us. We all have the tunas inside of us. We just have to reconnect our shroshim, realize the importance of these shroshim, reconnect to them, and it will activate in us. And be'ezer Hashem, umevi goyel levnei v'neihem. When we act like bonim to the others, we go in their ways. We're bali chsodim like Avraham, bali avoida like Yitzchak, and bali teira like Yaakov. Ubizecha to Gu'ulis, Yeshuais, and Brachas, Kol Hazman. Because these are the three things that make the world run. And run Kirai. Hashem Yaza, we should be mischazik together in these inyanim. We should be Zecha, Grace, and Brachas, Yeshuais, and Gu'ulis.